and you're still legally married. Yeah, thought to let you know, because that's worthy of note. Welcome, the sun rises here. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you doing? I hope it puts you to rest, and I hope you're glad. Well, at least you're not going to have to stress about the reissuance of your marriage certificate via court. You're still legally married. Thank God you are. The streets are really cramped up. You don't have to be back in the market. Yeah. You know, I wish the story were true. I would have paid something to hear you tell me your intentions, given, you know, the development of your marriage certificate. Yeah, not being legal, the court document. Yeah. But if only wishes were horses. But I wish you light. I wish you all that's good. And if you think you deserve it because you have worked for it, then you should have it. Yeah? I hope you're as good as your prayers. Otherwise, welcome to radio, the faithful, unfaithful, if you're here, if you're there, yeah, and everywhere. On Facebook, YouTube, and of course our website. You know, you can go use the social platforms to interact with us. We'd like to hear from you. And talking about using social platforms to interact, yesterday I got another message from a man, Michael, on Instagram, and he said, "Hi Joyce, I'm one of the beneficiaries of the government loan, and I didn't have an opportunity to call in. So I want to thank you. Thanks to everybody who calls Nigeria Info, really. We do appreciate not just your participation, but you are the spirit of this country. And it's good to know that you're alive because you're speaking, you're acting, you're reacting. And I really do wish you the courage for the truth so that you can be proactive. Yeah? Amen. All right. Today on the show, I really want to talk about Nigerians who've taken loans from the government. I have not stopped thinking about that. So specifically this hour, we're going to talk about Nigerians who've taken a loan from either a bank or a government and how they intend to pay back. Now, let me tell you why this is so necessary a conversation to have. Because if you're spending money, so first of all, if you're alive, really, you know what it is to hold the Nigerian money and go into a marketplace and try to spend or purchase or interact with the society, the economic society, and find out what you can do with it. And I think it's a... So on one hand, I'm even hoping that there's something that the government can do about that. Otherwise, it was projected that more Nigerians would sink lower into poverty class. Well, I think that we had an illusion of a middle class before, or maybe for what it's worth, there was a middle class. But given our reality, and I think those who are, say, the middle class are those probably successfully trading in the markets. And if trading is going to face a blow, then your middle class thins out or narrows down. If you've taken a loan from the government, I think it's necessary that you tell your story. I believe that the government is listening. There's something that can be said for this. The gentleman who called 2 days ago said that he's even spoken to other people who got loans from the government and they're not paying back the interest. According to him, they were supposed to start paying back in September. This is December. So they have defaulted a couple of months. And he's saying it's difficult to pay back given what the value of the Naira is and how much they have to pay back and how they're not necessarily making the money back. And I can't imagine, you know, someone owes you money and then you say, "So where's my money?" And then they say, you know, well, they come up with a story. But in this regard, this story is genuine. It's actually the reality of all Nigerians right now. So 0700-993-993-993. If you've taken money from the government, I think it will be necessary if we stay there. And if you have any ideas, legal particularly, by which those who owe the government can pay back, you are the savior of the hour. Because I think we'll like to know what it is we can do legally. Do we write the government and explain our situation? You know, do we ask for a write-off in debt? Like, what can people do? So if you're a lawyer, our ears, well, we're waiting for you. If you owe the government, yeah, And you can be anonymous, just saying, even though it's not Thursday. 0700 993 993 993 01465 7190. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
It has been a long time. This is Osai Emmanuel from Sibo.
Thank you very much for calling.
Joyce, I want to be sarcastic right now. Yeah? You collecting loan from government and somebody is embezzling like some millions of naira, and the person was caught, and the court asked the person to go and pay 100 million out of 6 billion. What is the difference with forcing? I'm talking about the legal terms.
Yeah.
What is the legal penalty of somebody that collects loan from government and not pay back, and the person that embezzled money and is still working free?
Well, you see, that's a lawyer's work, and hopefully lawyers can give us some perspective this afternoon.
Okay, you're not a lawyer. Okay, secondly, let me tell you the truth. Okay. I'm the one. If government can give me loans, I'll just run away from this country. How will I pay them back? It's my money.
No. You're supposed to have integrity.
You know, you people don't like reality. I'm telling you what I will do.
I'm not saying that that's not what...
government money?
I'm not...
If it's individual, I can't sleep. I'll pay back. But government...
You're supposed to have integrity. If you say you're supposed to have integrity, if you go to the government and you sign a paper saying, lend me one million.
You sit down in the studio there and talk about integrity?
You mean I don't have the moral right to speak on integrity?
No, you have the right. No, I'm just saying that which government parastatals in this country have integrity?
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm giving you a credit score of integrity, believing that you are better than the man who has robbed the government of money.
I just want to hear your voice. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nigerians. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So, welcome to the show. The sunny side. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon.
It's off. Totally.
Okay.
Ezekiel on the line, Joyce.
All right, Ezekiel. Go ahead.
Joyce, to be frank, and to be sincere, and to be open, and be down to the earth.
Ha.
If such loan is given to me, I'm not going to pay a dime back.
Oh, come on.
Let me give you the reason.
Why? Is there a reason?
Very good. You know, you are asking the last caller that he needs to exhibit some element of integrity.
For his conscience sake, yeah.
Yes. Joyce, there is no even conscience in the government.
Ha. Oh, boy.
How on earth will you give a loan and the environment to pay it back is not conducive?
So that's what we're hoping to discuss this afternoon, okay, that maybe the government can write off the debt.
That is one.
Or the loan, two, something.
All the loan that they've made Nigeria to be indebted into. I get what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
If they are to share it per head, tell me one loan that this present regime has been granted, and they've paid a dime for it.
Well,
Joyce, let me tell you. Let's not deceive ourselves. I'm telling you from my heart of hearts.
Yeah.
I get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That if I should, I know that there is no justification for even the distribution of that loan.
No, there is. No, hold on. You can't say... No, please wait. The loan was given specifically to different groups in society. The one that called the show on Monday or Tuesday is an entrepreneur. And the guy who sent me a message on Instagram is an entrepreneur. So you can't say that the entrepreneurs are not justification enough.
Why I said that?
Why?
You know why I said that?
Why?
I've been to several places in this part of Lagos. And I know people, as an entrepreneur as well, I know some folks that we are also colleagues. I can tell you that they never smell anything like a grant of sorts.
No. Some people have admitted that they received their grant.
I'm not disputing that, Joyce.
Okay.
I'm only saying that it will only be given based on political stuff.
I don't think the guy who called my show has any political affiliation.
People that tell you that they were being opportune to get it.
Yeah.
You understand? Like Five should tell you that they don't have political affiliation.
Wow.
Then you can quote me wrong.
This is a bias. Okay, you know what?
So
let's listen
what I'm
up.
Trying to tell you, George,
I think I know what you're trying to tell me. To be honest with you, let's speak to those who own the government. Let's find out the storyline, and then you can arrive at your conclusion.
George,
I think I know what you're saying. Can we let other people speak, please?
Look, I'm even advocating. I'm saying it. If government gives you...
Can we let other people... Can you be Nigerian enough to let other people speak?
They should not pay it back.
You have to show a high level of self-discipline, maturity. You must come here with your collectedness. I think it's necessary. We're going to try to have a conversation. I'm not necessarily debating the bias, but at least this is a conversation. You want to try to subdue your sentiments and allow a conversation flow, all right? Thank you very much. Hey, hi. How are you doing, Nigeria Info?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I'm
hello. I think that's the guy, or one of them. Oh, I lost you, so please call back. We're Nigeria Info. If you just tuned in, you can see he's heated already from jump. We're speaking to people who received loan from the government. We want to hear their challenge as to how they're trying to pay the money back, if they're even trying at all. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Nikaya.
All right, go ahead. Real quick. Thank you.
Yeah, so well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, if government give me loan.
Oh, no, I didn't ask that question, believe me. You know what? I didn't ask that question. I know you have a sentiment towards the spirit of this country. Just hold on a second. Hold on. Let's hear the people who are honest to God owing government, because they're probably not even sleeping. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Speak up for us, okay? We're not handing you over to the government just yet. What's your name?
Okay, I don't want to call my name.
Beautiful. Thank you. Just speak up, okay? And you can go ahead.
Okay, so some time ago, Nigerians don't pay, they don't pay off loans.
Did you take loan from the Nigerian government?
Okay, so some time ago, I worked as an agent that this collected the people's data to disburse loans.
Yeah.
I think it was the market money.
Okay.
The federal government market money. We were employed as agents.
Mm-hmm.
We were promised that we'll be paid and all of that. So, individually, I did take the money, but I collected people's names, submitted their data, and most of them were paid 100,000 naira.
Hold on, let's see if we understand the story. The government hired you as an agent, you went into society, collected data, and government gave the names on that data money.
Yes.
100,000. All right.
Yes, they gave many of them money.
Okay.
So it was our duty to, you know, collect. We had an app. It was our duty to collect the money back from the traders and remit to the government.
Okay.
So we were remitting this money. Personally, let me even speak for myself. You know, I was doing this. Some of them, they were supposed to pay like 2,000. They were supposed to pay every week 2,200 naira every week.
Okay. For how long? For 1 year?
Yes, for 1 year.
Okay.
Many of them were not paying. Few of them were paying, but it got to a point that as the agent, I don't know, they were not paying us. They did not pay us as promised.
So now, hold on, pardon me. Pardon me. Let's see if I want to see if I understand you. Who wasn't paying you? The debtor or the government?
The government
was not paying you salary for doing the work you were doing.
Not for the agency work.
Wow. Okay.
So at a point, most of us started collecting the money and keeping for ourselves.
No. No way. How much was the government supposed to pay you?
You know, they promised that they would pay 50,000 naira per month.
Okay.
Yes.
And how many agents did you have under your supervision? How many debtors did you have under your supervision?
They paid about more than 50 of the people I submitted their names.
More than 50 people?
Yes. Okay. Some agents, they submitted a lot of names.
Yeah.
And they paid them.
Okay.
You know, it was 100,000 naira, so they paid a lot of them.
Okay.
So we also, you know, there's a ranking. We had...
Hello? I lost her?
We also had supervisors, right?
Yeah,
We had supervisors who were like middlemen between us and the government. So at a time when the pay was not coming, some of the supervisors would say, remit to us. Some would say, so, that was how it was. At a time, the people who collected the money stopped paying, and the ones we could collect, we kept most of them to ourselves.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you very much for this information. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. The sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. If you have just tuned in, the conversation is, do you owe the government of Nigeria. If you do, are you paying back? How are you paying back? Do you intend to pay back? That's a funny question to ask. I think I already know what the answer is to a large degree. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So please bear with me. The phone lines are busy and I'm going to try as best as I can to speak to as many people as is possible. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, please. Go ahead.
This is great.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, the money is not for everybody. The money is from the family member and the party member.
That's not the question.
Ma?
That's not the question. I don't care who the money is for. It's whether you have taken the money as a single person, business person, family person, living person, dead person. The categories don't necessarily apply to the conversation. It's whether you've taken money regardless of your social status.
No, what I'm saying, if you go to Central Bank now to apply for loan as a poor man, they will not give you loan. But if they announce that they want to release money, outside that, people on the street will not even hear anything.
Okay.
But people who know people from that central bank, they will inform their family member or the party member. That is what I'm saying.
So, okay, well, thank you very much for saying that. Yeah, but I'm really trying to avoid the conjectures. I really want to stay on the story. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
This is Adeleye here.
Thank you very much, Adeleye. We're happy to have you here. Go ahead.
Yes, I actually collected BOI loan.
BOI, okay.
The Bank of Industry.
Okay.
They did not even give, they are not giving the money, but they will buy you equipment. So they bought me equipment.
Okay.
They bought me oven, mixer, and generator.
Yeah.
Which worth about 10 million naira.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm supposed to be back for a period of 3 years.
Oh. Okay.
And during that time, that was before COVID.
Yeah.
So, but when COVID now came, but when the loan now was ready, the price of my item was now increased.
Yeah.
So I have to add my own personal money.
Oh.
Because the budget, I cannot get more than 10 million naira.
Yeah.
So I have to have my own personal money to make it up, to be able to get the equipment. So I paid, but I am paying back as you be, as schedule.
Yeah.
Up till now, I am paying back. But it's not easy because I did not expect that COVID will come.
Happen, yeah.
So things are now very difficult, but I've tried as much as possible not to default.
Do you pay an interest in the 10 million investment?
Yes, I'm paying back an average of 370,000 naira every month. And I'm going to pay for 3 years.
And you've paid for how long now? 2 years?
So I'm almost paying for 2 years now.
Wow, you're strong, man.
I'm also paying for 2 years. They did not consider the COVID. I thought they will now.
No, they're actually supposed to. Yeah, they're supposed to even consider inflation.
Palliative for me.
They're supposed to consider inflation. So this is why this conversation.
They didn't consider inflation.
Yeah, they're supposed to consider that.
That it was before COVID.
Yeah.
And COVID came. Things are now became more expensive.
Yeah.
And you know, just like someone said that the environment is not good for. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's terrible for. Business in Nigeria. You know, you have to do your water yourself. You have to your generator, your light yourself, everything like that. Coupled with that, we are not producing anything in Nigeria, and everything concerning bakery is imported.
So let's see, how is business for you? How has business been?
It has been tough, but I'm still surviving.
I'm glad you're survived. I'm glad you're alive.
But I'm expecting them to even come and say, okay, this is how things are. Let's try and see whether we can reduce.
Oh, absolutely.
For you.
How much of your loan is left? How much of your loan is left?
If I delay in paying, you can see the pressure on me. That I say, I will pay, but give me time. Give me what I've never defaulted for any month.
Oh, wow.
I'm supposed to pay maybe first week of the month. I might delay it to third week when it's going to be convenient for me.
Yeah.
And I've been paying.
How much is left of your loan?
How much is
left of the loan that you owe the government?
About almost 6 million naira left now. Million naira.
Oh. All right.
6 million.
Thank you.
About 5 point something left, but let's just
almost 6 million.
All right. So and I apply. What and I did now? I apply for Lagos grant. because I learned that they're giving money for people that got loan during COVID, and maybe they can help us to write down about 40% of the loan.
Oh, that's a
and
good one.
I've not heard anything from them.
All right. Hopefully they'll speak on this one. Thank you very much for calling and giving us that information. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wow. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name? The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good morning.
Afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Elda Fred.
Thank you very much, Elda, for calling.
Yeah, the point is that borrowing money for government or borrowing money from individual and not paying back, I don't think it's the right thing.
We're not speaking on the morality of it. We're speaking on the actual story. People who owe the government, we want to hear their story.
Yeah, it's part of what I'm saying. If you owe government and you are not paying, it's as same thing as you are owing the individual.
Not That's paying. The morality of it. That's not the conversation. Yes. The conversation is, do you owe the government? Do you owe the
money for government?
All right. Thank you.
Feedback. Other people can borrow as well.
Thank you very much.
And use other things.
I appreciate it.
The point is that the government had to look into it for people that are borrowed during that COVID time. How do you help them to ameliorate their problem and suffering?
All right. Thank you.
That's what we have to consider in most cases. Because business in Nigeria, man, if you take loans to do business, you are at 100% at risk.
Yeah. Accurate.
Yeah, but the point now is that what effort is government making?
So the government must make effort.
That these people have been
assisted,
pacified for all the losses and the increment in everything day to day. Because
all
you
right.
go to market today, tomorrow you can't see the same thing at the same price.
Thank
and
you.
And you have already signed a loan.
All right.
You know how banks behave. They pursue you like you are a robber. So that is why you see that even the business in Nigeria, that many people are not taking loan because they find it difficult to pay when they take loan.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
It's not right for you to borrow money and refuse to pay from government. Whether being government or individual, you pay. Or if you don't have the money, submit yourself to government and tell them the terms you are going to use to pay. That will be better.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello. Welcome. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I'd like to hear your story. I want to know the situation you're in and how good you're surviving. Hi, Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993, the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. All right. Welcome to the show. How are you? Nigeria
Hello?
Info, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Francis.
Welcome, Francis. Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Yes?
I'm with you. Go ahead. All right. So I guess you're not home. Hi. Welcome to the show. What's your name? All right. 01-465-7190. If you owe the government. So those of you who sent me private messages, thank you very much. But this is also an opportunity for you to call in and share the story of your economic position and challenge with the Nigerian government. Hi, welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Jack.
Welcome. Speak up for us. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon to you. I can. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Michael.
Welcome, Mike. Go ahead. Were you the one who sent me the message on Instagram?
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
On Instagram Live now. Yeah.
Okay.
So, at the heat of the COVID, can you get me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There was this, household loan, household phone.
Yeah.
So I just ripped up my phone. I was just sitting at home during the COVID. There was nowhere to go to.
Yeah.
So I got a loan of $650,000.
Okay.
Yeah, from the household loan. And Nassau Microfinance Bank was the bank that actually disposed that phone.
Okay.
So we are given a one-year moratorium period.
Okay.
So I think the 1 year elapsed this September. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So after September, I was expecting, I've sent a series of tweets to Nassau Microfinance Bank. I've tried to reach out to them. So how will start paying? There's no response. I've tagged them, Nassau Microfinance Bank, in different tweets, different Instagram posts, asking them how we're supposed to pay back. It's due. The one-year moratorium period is actually over. And there's no communication from them. I don't just want to sit down in my house one day and I have little funds in my account that I'm supposed to use for one important thing, maybe medical expenses, and they just start deducting it.
Oh, what were the conditions under which you were given the money and what did they say in terms of payback?
In terms of paying back, we are told to use the funds for COVID-19 lockdown, as in household funds, or if you can't feed, maybe you lost your job during
the COVID. Was it a loan or was it grant, like take money and go?
It was a loan.
Oh, a loan.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one, but they're not responding.
They're not responding.
Oh, wait a second.
Nassau Microfinance Bank, where the bank that disposed, that actually disposed.
Is the bank still operational?
Yeah, it's still in operation. I called the phone number. Nobody's speaking. It was 650,000 naira.
Wow. And you really want to pay? Look at you chasing the bank up and down. Oh.
Yes, I swear that I really want to pay. I'm really calling them out if there's any representative from them or anyhow.
Listening to Nigeria Info. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's a Nigerian, an exemplary one. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. This is 99.3. You're on the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. My name's Joyce. It's 3 minutes past 1 p.m. Compliments of the season to you. And welcome to the show. The conversation continues 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The story of your debt life. Well, maybe your life is really beautiful and the only thing that's giving you a little bit of glitch would be your debt. Do you owe the government? So what do you think about the last caller who's looking for the government to pay the government what he owes them? I think that's an act of good character to pay back what you owe. Now, he's saying that he's called the bank. They're not picking up. He sends them messages on Twitter. Nobody's responding. I asked, is the bank still operational? He says, yes. That's a Nigerian who wants to pay back. Now, on one hand, you could be tempted to say, look, son, keep that money. And then you realize this Nigerian government, when they want to work, sometimes you're like, oh, well, they're not never going to ask for the money. And they're like, no, they're not going to ask. And then maybe they do. I mean, this is him calling the radio station to say, come, I'm owing money and I want to pay. All right. I want to hear your stories. If you owe the government money, how are you paying? And I think this conversation is necessary because, of course, the government is listening. How else do they know what we have done to fine us? They're always listening. So we know that they have enough conscience to do something about the debt owed to them by the people to help maybe reduce the debt or maybe totally wipe it off. We've dealt with inflation. Everybody is feeling the punch and the nuts. And I feel that if you don't speak out, well, nobody knows you're suffering. So how about Nigeria Info? Let's talk. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Oh. The sunny side, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady. What's your name?
My name is Ayo.
Welcome, Ayo. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yeah. I just want to chip in one or two things.
Sure.
That is the topic of discussion today. I'm one of the beneficiaries.
Oh, nice.
And I actually thought it was a grant, not a loan, initially.
Oh.
So I chipped in into it. I just received the alert. I didn't really apply for it, but I got it. I think it was 500,000 naira.
You didn't apply?
So at about, I think, 10 to 12 months thereabout, after the money was deposited into my account, I started receiving SMS messages that I needed to pay back. So I was wondering that. I thought it was free. What happened? And later I got to know that it was actually a loan. So I decided I'll pay back. But later on, I think something came up. I started receiving so many text messages. And thereafter, I decided that the money is even too small. I thought it was actually a grant. So since it's a loan, I now walked up. The other man was actually talking about him not getting in touch with them. It was pretty very difficult getting in touch with them. But I have a friend at, I think, CBN. I decided to find out where they are located.
Mm-hmm.
And in Lagos, they just have one office. So it stated that, I think, the post office at Ikeja. That's okay. Where their office is. I took my time. I went there. And I laid my complaint that you should have at least gotten across. We've been trying to reach you. Eventually, I told them I needed to pay back. And I want to pay back everything. So the man now advised, I think their manager now advised, even if you don't want to do so, you are not in need of a little amount of money like this. Why don't you, probably you might get people that need it. And I just clicked into that, okay, let me look for five people that need it. Give it to them. I'll be paying the interest on their behalf. So I did that. And I think 2 months later, I just decided, I told them I want to pay off. And I did pay off everything. But my concern is, even after paying off, they will keep sending me message. I have interest of probably 20 naira, 30 naira. And I was wondering, I'm not owing you money, so why would you be sending me SMS telling me whether it's 50 naira, whether it's 100 naira, whether it's 1,000, it's still money.
Yeah.
And the account is still running on debit, which shouldn't be.
Which shouldn't be. So you have to make another physical appearance.
That's my own concern.
Well, thank you. Don't you think you should make a physical appearance at the same office where you went earlier?
I think I would have to go back.
Yeah, you should. Before they wake up tomorrow and say you're owing them 100,000 and you're like...
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll take my time and
Yeah, please,
back.
You should. Thank you. And thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate
it. Well,
wait. Before you go, please wait. Can I ask you one question?
I'm online.
You said that you didn't apply, but you got the money. How does that work? I haven't applied for anything. I haven't gotten anything.
I don't have any clue on what it takes to apply. But there was a time a friend asked me, would you mind to expand your business? Do you mind if you get a loan? And I said, yes. And he said, okay, let me have your details or any other person you think. And I gave him my name and some of my staff. I registered about so many of my staff that, look, they need it better than I do. I do need it.
Oh.
So eventually, I was given. And I think that's where the whole thing comes from. But I thought it was a personal thing.
Did any of your staff members get any monies from the government?
Pardon me?
Did any of your staff members get money as you did?
Yes. They gave one of my staff to the same loan.
Oh, okay. And has the
500,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. And I told him if his daughter or anybody wants to make use of it, they are very free. So I gave his name in.
Okay.
I was given 500,000. My staff was given 500,000.
And has your staff been able to pay back? How long has it been?
The same year, that was 2 years ago when COVID started. I think it's paying back.
Oh, okay.
I think so, because his daughter is above 18. Okay, I think that one, they said there are many children above 18 or around 18 or so. And I know he has a child of that age. So
yeah.
I told him, would you mind? And he gave his daughter's name. She has a BPS. And they gave her, but it was the father anyway. I know the father. The father works. So
okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. Okay, what are they called in case someone else who borrowed money is listening?
Missa Microfinance Bank.
Missa.
The name, the man that was saying he's been trying to reach out to them.
Yeah, the same microfinance bank?
Exactly. It's a Nigerian owned government bank.
Oh.
I think Missa is Nigeria something. It's a microfinance bank.
What did you call it? Missa?
Missal, NIHRSAL.
Oh, SAL. Missal.
It belongs to the Nigerian government.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that information, because the other guy who's looking for them said he doesn't know. Oh, well, thank you. I do appreciate it. This is good. Thank you. Thank you too. Have a wonderful day. And you too. Wow. Aren't you glad for radio? So the gentleman who's trying to pay the government. So apparently that's another beneficiary who just called in, and she says that their office is at the post office, Ikeja. So you can make a physical appearance and try to get your money, the government's money, back into their hands. And make sure they don't send you any other SMS once you're done paying, because, you know, they could be ringing the bell on over your account. Hi, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Hey. Oh, come on. The volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, welcome. How are you? Good afternoon to you. Welcome. You're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I want to contribute to the
Sure. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Daniel.
Welcome, Dan.
From Ikorodu.
Okay. I'm with you.
Hello?
Go ahead. We're here. We can hear you.
Huh?
Go ahead. Speak up.
Yeah. It takes a good God-fearing fellow to do what the man is about to do. But you can believe me that it is not found in the class of people that we call the elites.
Mm.
Yes. Because I know there are things that I've done with some people that I can say, if you call their names in this Nigeria or in Lagos, that are well-known people and of high esteem. But you found out that they are not trustworthy. They are not even straightforward.
Yeah.
I have one. I will not mention the name, but if he's anywhere, he will know me. I dealt with him about 15, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
He was in charge of Flash Airline.
Okay.
Flash Airline, he was their lawyer.
Okay.
So when they got grounded, I bought the carcass of the aircraft in Nigeria, in the airport.
Mm.
I was the one who paid for the whole demurrage of whatever, that bought the engine and so on and so forth. I didn't buy the engine. I bought just the body.
Yeah.
Because I needed the aluminium, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, I called this man to give me part of the demurrage that I paid because of the engine, which they will go and collect. He didn't do that. He was dribbling me.
Yes, Lord.
Until the day I was able, because the NACO official or the airways officials called that if after this, that I will pay another demurrage.
Oh.
Then I decided to go and pick the something. Then in the process, I said, okay, since this man has not paid me this, let me pick the engine. Then maybe and call him to come and pick the engine for me when he may balance me the money.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that he's lying wait with me, for me, with some people and some informants and the police.
Oh.
Because of this, I was locked up in Ikeja police station, that is airport police station, Ikeja there, for about 2 days.
Wow.
Of nothing. Then, when I bailed myself and we are released, and I'm released,
wow,
I have to hire a lawyer. Who now... We went together to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had that meeting at this boat club, very close to Nigerian Ikoyi. Army hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So after that, we agreed on some certain amount of money that he should balance me. He gave me a little out of it. Then the remaining balance, which is about 118,000 naira, he said that he will send it. Then in the process, what he did was to sign the check, then write the amount in figure complete.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the words, he down write 108,000 instead of 118,000.
Yeah.
When I got the check, okay, I wasn't around when they brought the check. It wasn't the one that brought the check, according to my people.
Yeah.
So when I saw the check, I said, look at what happened. That this did that. Then I called him. He said, okay, that he's sorry, that he will send the man back to come and collect the check. Okay, I was around when the man came. I said, he should have come with the check. Now,
exactly,
check.
Exactly. Written
before
another one.
This.
Very true.
So... that is how the man went back. And since then, he has never ever contacted me again. When I tried to get to him, the number is no more going.
That
It's a land number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, there was a time I saw him, he was in one of the programs in Lagos Television.
Oh.
They were on that program, then I got the number, I called him. He picked the number, he said... Okay, after when I now explain whom I am, then he said he would get back to me. Up to today, he has not. And he claimed to be a redeemer. So look at this kind of those that have something to do with the Lagos State government.
Yeah.
You know the level of a lawyer.
Yeah, it's pathetic,
you know,
really.
The level he should be operating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention the name, but God, in his infinite mercy, will deal with if he will try to swallow this money.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
But he owes you. He should pay you.
Yes.
He owes you.
So these are the things that we are seeing in Nigeria today.
Oh, that's sad.
It takes one to be a good, a God-fearing fellow to do what this man is about to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're listening to Nigeria Info. We're 99.3, Nigeria Info exactly. And YouTube, Facebook, you can catch us on our social media platforms, Instagram. Leave us your comments. I'd like to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Can you hear me? All right. So I want to hear. Wow. 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 But then again, yeah, this is life. It's a collage of the good, the bad, and it's all made by human hands. And you're listening and you find it as fascinating as it is compelling what humans are, can be, will do. Well, if you have just tuned in, well, come into the heart of the argument. We're talking about Nigerians who've taken loans from the government and how they are managing to pay back, considering everything that's happening in the world. Nigeria in particular, inflation, weak currency, and the fact that life isn't happening, so the entire flow within the economic market isn't necessarily what it used to be. There's traffic, it's slow movement. And you think about paying back debt. Let's hear your stories. Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Speak up for us. Tell us your name. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm reacting to the national MSC program. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Accra.
Okay, so there's something happening here. I think it's your mouthpiece. Maybe you're using an earpiece. Could you disconnect so we can hear you clearly? You're not as clear as you can be. Please, if you can come back, call back, we'll appreciate that. Hi, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. I lost you. Make it back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Aya.
Welcome, Aya.
Hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Ouch. Hello.
I can hear you. Please go ahead. Hello. Hello. So I'm not sure why some of you cannot hear me. Please, I'm going to ask you to hang up and call back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Thank you. Ouch. Hello. The volume of your radio set. That's a good place to start. Turn off the... Hello. All right. I think you need a minute. Please turn off the volume of your radio set, particularly the moments you can... establish connection with their radio.
Hello?
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
I can hear you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. This is Metu from Ibueleri.
Thank you very much for being here.
It's very funny how Nigerian money is being shared. And is it not funny, too, that even when you don't ask for this money, I don't know, maybe through cronies and things like that, this mm-hmm. money gets to you.
Yeah, so...
At the end of the day, all of us are going to pay back all these shenanigans they are doing, politicians and what have you. And tomorrow they will tell us this money is they have a database, this money is being shared here and there. But you can see from the few people that got it,
yeah,
how they have been sharing the Nigerian money. It's unfortunate. Very, very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for bringing this out to the public. At least that gives us an idea how our money is being shared. Unfortunately, I can't even get a kobo. In this Ibueleri, I've not seen anybody that got the money.
And it's interesting, and I think you need money. Whatever. You would need a loan from the government, for example.
Eh?
You would need a loan from the government, would you?
Why not? Oh. Why not?
And you're intending to pay back. So this is you in need of money, but it's
and
not
I
getting...
I will pay. Wow. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how they share it.
Yeah, which is something that I'm glad is, you know, is on the air this afternoon so we can see how what's happened, the dynamic.
I'm happy to even hear it because all these things that I've been saying before, I thought it's just in the air.
Yeah.
I didn't know that some people really do get.
Yeah.
But the funny aspect of it, there is no database. They just share it maybe to their cronies and I don't know how people get.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And look at how it is being done.
Wow.
That's our money being wasted and shared. They don't even care whether people pay back or not. It takes only the godly, really, those people that are trying to pay back. Otherwise, I don't think
you will pay
they're able to follow it up.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Thank you, Joyce. You're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. The Sunny Side. Hi, welcome. Nigeria Info. Welcome. Hello. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to hear you. What's your name?
My name is Dayo.
Dayo. Okay. So go ahead.
Based on the topic, it's not that you're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, it's not as if most of you want to pay back. But the politician can never be trusted. So anything they get from the politician, they think is their own son to have their own bike.
Yeah.
Carry. So let me tell you, for example, my father worked with one prominent Nigerian.
Okay.
Who was the controller, the custom.
Yeah.
My father was ugly. For good 15 years, my father worked with him. And when they go to Abuja, they share money, they go to three jobs for their yearly meeting.
Yeah.
My father would come back with this big, very big bag of money. Keep for him. He left my father to keep money for him. But he never cared about my father till my father died. My father was working with him also and very loyal to him. He called him Golu. I don't want to mention his name. All of us know him. He has presidential ambition. Last system. So when people now saw opportunity to get something from Turkey, what do you think will happen? They will think, this is my own time to have my own bag as a carry.
That's not a general rule. No, that's not a general rule. That's a personal decision. So you might find yourself in that situation and you make a choice to act one way or the other.
You know, if someone wants to pay back, you don't have the intention of paying back. There'll be some that say, okay, politician money. There is one, this governor in the city. How many people pay back?
Well,
they just get those money, buy things. For
yeah.
None of the money is being collected back. You know, this time, I know people. They are my family member that collected from me.
Okay.
They just say, you want to go and pay back that? My government, like us, don't have your own share.
Okay.
That's the reason.
I understand your sentiment. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have about 2 minutes before I go off on a break. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Welcome to the show. And as you can tell, it does quite appear that some of you are a little alarmed, disappointed. You won the money, but the money isn't getting to you because of the way the money is being distributed. You could have maybe spotted that during the conversation. Hi, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your name?
Joyce, good afternoon. My name is Oluwasemi.
Okay.
No, can you hear me?
I'm with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you borrow money?
So I think sometime around this year, I heard the Nigerian government, I mean, Buhari was appealing to the international community. I mean, was appealing to the IMF and the Chinese government to, you know, forgive
our debts.
Our debts. I mean, so what that implies is it is really difficult for people to pay back what they owe at this time. I remember around December last year, you know. South African, a lot of people in South Africa.
You know what? I have to go off on a break. If you can hold up, that would be good. Otherwise, you can call back, all right? And we're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, do I have you there?
Yes.
Interesting.
You have me,
well, thank you very much for hanging in. Okay. So, family, go ahead.
So, a lot of people now, you know, they take loans without a payment strategy. And it is not peculiar to the people, also peculiar to the government. Like, we go into loans without any form of payment strategy. Some people see loans as free money. Say loans coming from the government.
Did you hear anybody? No, but did you hear anybody here today on the show say that the loan they got is free money?
No, Joyce, what I mean is when you're taking the loan and you don't want to pay back, that implies you are seen as free. I mean, okay. There's no form of, payment strategy. You just want to take the money and then go to Canada. Yes. So I think one time last year, I really needed a loan. And then I applied for a loan through the Bank of Agriculture. And the whole process was so rigorous. It was difficult at that time to assess loans. Then it got me thinking, then how do people, these people that get loans, how do they get these loans? I mean, to start with, because getting the loans is so difficult. And then when you get the loans, you just feel as though, let me just go away with the money.
What did you want the money for?
I really needed to start up an agricultural, business, and I really needed it at that time.
How much were you looking for?
I was looking at $500,000.
Okay, wow. Okay, not a lot. Okay.
A lot,
and you didn't get it?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
And you would have paid back if you got it?
Yeah, I am still looking. Yeah, I'm going to apply it 2022 for another loan.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
All right.
Maybe not the Bank of Agriculture, but
somewhere else.
But I already have my payment strategy. I already have everything to pay back. So when it comes, yeah, it's just going to be
easy.
Let's go get the money.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. Well, thanks to everybody who's called into the show today. I'm really grateful and glad that your aspect, as far as the reality of getting loans or repaying back the government goes, you have given us some insights we didn't quite know. Hi, good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
There's no volume here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you. Thank you.
Okay, this is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
I'm calling in respect to a lady that called in. I said she was an agent, working with the government.
Yeah.
Happy to collect
money, and the government didn't pay them salary.
Collected. Yeah. So, it could be thinking, like, if I see this government, they just putting, they just putting things that will make there to be corruption. You understand? Because it doesn't make sense that somebody collects loan and it costs to give payback cash. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you have those who are, say, Nigeria still has a large number of its population not connected to the grid, if you know what I mean. So they're not necessarily people with smartphones.
But this is actually legal.
Yeah.
This is legal. You have an agent. You're owing this agent. You don't pay the agent. And somebody comes to pay back money. Is it not right that all these things should be digitalized? As even if it's a small, Nokia phone, you can still access. What they all need to do is, once your repayment date comes, the government takes it off from your account. Is that how it's supposed to be?
Well, the budget for that is, we don't have the budget for that. It's going to cost us a number of billions, and we don't have that.
Okay, now, people not paying back, has it not cost us a lot of millions too? Have we not lost? I think they just said, just bringing mechanism for there to be room for corruption.
I don't think the aim is corruption. I think that there is something that is in us. Well, there's a void in our, I don't know if it's in our psyche or if it's in our cultural formation. It's a lack of caretaking or a lack of maintenance. It's a lack of something.
I don't care. Attitude is not my money. And because if it is your business, of course,
there's something with structure. So it's evident that there's something with the structure. Well, yeah, you've noticed that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, yeah.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Ayo Media from Ogun State.
Okay, welcome, Ayo.
Yeah, I'll say that.
I'm not sure if that was a boy or a man. Okay, I think I'll do one more conversation and then we segue into another topic. But I'm really grateful to every caller that has called in. You have given us something to work with. Well, I think most of the people who owe government money want to pay, at least those who've called the show today. Hi, the sunny side. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. What's your name?
West.
West, go ahead.
I'm listening to the comments of most of the callers.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit discouraging. Not little, actually, quite a lot.
Oh.
Because this is the reason why when we Nigerians go to assess these facilities, whether from the Bank of Industry or the Bank of Agriculture or other government banks, they prefer to give to foreigners because we take these loans from the beginning without the intention to pay back.
Well, but some
this is
people,
wrong.
But no, but there are callers who have. So most of what you heard today, no caller who's owing the government money said that they don't want to pay back. We haven't heard that on the show today. It's people who do not owe the government money who are pissed at the government that don't want to pay the government back. But what we have seen today on radio is people who owe the government money and want to pay. So I thought you would speak on that.
Let's call a spade a spade. When these monies were given out, details as to how these monies will be paid back were given. These monies were given at single-digit interest, moratorium period clearly stated, and who to pay back to is also clearly provided for.
I mean, you don't think that the man who called in was just trying to put up a show when he called,
putting up a show, clearly.
Well, so you have to withhold judgment. You have to allow room for error. Because there's a lady who called in here who said she didn't apply for the money, but she got it. How about that for some conversation?
Because someone else applied using her name.
Now, that's a bigger problem. I think you're ignoring what the real issue is here. You have to understand that another man called in saying he wants money for his business, but he can't access money. And the lady calls and said she didn't apply, but she got it. That's a structural problem. That's an issue.
Now, this is what the issue is. Part of what you clearly identified today is that it could either be a loan or a grant. Anything that comes from the government in Nigeria is erroneously taken as a grant.
Well, no, that's not what has played out. People know she didn't apply for it, so she thought it was a grant.
That is what I'm actually trying to explain to you. Most persons already believe that because it's coming from the government, they are not going to pay for it. So they put in their father's name, their daughter's name, their sister's name. People get into schemes with all of these things. Because finally, we would remember that today, all of these, there are loans given out by the government. People's BBN are tied to it. In the long run, where the issue of taking monies via BBN is cemented, the government is going to take these monies back without anybody's consent being sought.
Well, well, that's a necessary reference point. So thank you for that.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Well, the point you raise here is very important, and I'm glad that you raised it. And I guess that was why the guy who wants to pay the government back called the show and called the name of the bank to say,
Microfinance Bank actually has branches he can walk into.
No, I think you didn't listen to the conversation, and you're more pressed on trying to find where the problem is. The guy called and said he sent them messages on social media. He's called the number, and nobody is picking up. Another caller called in. No, please wait. Another caller called in and said, I know what the bank that caller is referring to. I found an office. So do me a favor. I think that you are more pressed to find an issue in all of this. Well, you can actually sit back and really just enjoy the conversation. But so far, what has played out has been sentiments and people who are actually in debt and want to pay back. And I think it really wants your sentiments to float. But unfortunately, you cannot ignore the facts of what has been submitted. And if you're going to make any commentary, it has to be at least on what has been submitted. The guy who wants to pay the government, you say he's putting up a show. And come on, really? Really? Because you pay no consideration to the fact that, well, that's another Nigerian with integrity and he really just wanted to act it out. I guess you suppose that Nigerians are all mini criminals, or at least sub-criminals, or maybe even just criminals who haven't found an opportunity. Have some faith. We're not all bad people. Yeah. We do not allow the situation to determine us. We determine the situations of our lives. It takes some courage. And yes, we're courageous people. And do me the favor, work with the facts. At least the much that you have or have heard. Thank you. Hi, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
I'm Ose.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. I got a loan from a NYSA Microfinance Bank. I think a COVID-19 TCF loan.
Wow. Did you apply?
December 2020.
Did you apply?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I applied. The challenge, though, we had challenge during the processing of the loan.
Okay.
And the challenge is not from the CBN or government, is from those working in the bank, in the branches.
Okay.
So, wow. December, they approved the loan and they opened an account that I can access the account, but I can't place withdrawal order from the account except through them. Do you understand?
Okay.
I will just write letter so they will release the money into my own personal account. But those guys working there, it was a loan of 2.5. That there is for poultry farmers or so.
Okay.
So, out of the 2.5, they designated 70% for equipment, then the remaining 30% for your working capital. But those working there, they now said, for you to access the loan, that you will go through their what is it called? Like, those who sell those equipment that you can go through, they can buy from outsiders.
Oh, the bank has a connection with people who sell equipment.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, the funny thing is that those guys that they have, they give you phone number, you choose any of the number, then you go through them. Because they are not ready to give you cash. They are going to pay them, then they will supply what you want to buy.
Okay.
But I'm processing it, and I noticed that those guys, like the person they gave me, his office is in Kaduna, I'm in Ogun State.
Wow.
So there's no way he can transport my equipment to this place without, he does not even have. So what they do, they will charge you 20% of the loan that they approve for you. Then before they will ask you to go and bring your own, to go and get your own supplier, then they will pay the person to his account and the person will supply you.
What's the 20% charge for? What's the 20% charge for?
I didn't get that.
What's the 20% charge for?
For them to approve, you know, if they don't say yes, they won't release the money.
Oh, they're charging you a different 20% to release the funds to you, then you go and bring your own supplier.
Yes, at the time, they won't release it to 10%, but I refuse. So, this thing, before I could access the money, and the loan came with 7 months moratorium.
Okay.
But because we keep on immediately then paying to your account, the government has assumed that you've gotten the loan. So your moratorium start counting.
Yeah.
We dragged this thing for more than 4 months. In fact, I pinned them down because my phone was on record.
Yeah.
We were negotiating. And they negotiated that I would pay 20% for 20 to 10%.
On 20% of 2 million, that's it? 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But they let that reach to 10%. But
okay.
I refused to pay. They said that the charges of that they are going to pay tax, they are going to do this as a company. They are going to pay their staffs who will go and check the equipment they want to supply me.
Yeah.
That money will cover for those things. So that is how we dragged it. At the end, I paid them 50,000 naira only before they released the month. And it took us almost 4 months.
Wow.
After the 7 months moratorium they gave us.
Oh.
So that was the challenge we had then.
Oh, wow.
Not that the money is not accessible. It's accessible, but those in the bank and I don't know what they call them, sir.
Yeah, and they're corrupt practices.
They are the one making it so difficult for people to get.
So, and you're paying back? Have you started paying back?
I started paying last month.
Oh, okay. Well done. And thank you for paying back.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Well. Oh, okay. Well, that's another angle to this. Who knew? Nigeria Info. Hi.
Rogers, good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon to you. You'll be my final caller.
Francis calling from here.
Welcome, Francis.
I've not gotten any loan from anybody, either from government or from bank.
Okay.
Because accessing loan in this side of the world is quite difficult.
Well, and some people are applying and getting, though. Have you tried applying?
I've tried to apply, guys.
Okay.
I've tried to apply, but it's somehow difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, requirements are somehow hectic. So the process, I can't go through it.
Okay.
So, secondly, with all the callers, I've been listening all this while.
Yeah.
With what the callers have said, they can see choice.
Wow.
I can say that we live in a third state. We live in a third system.
Wow.
The system has totally collapsed. You know, the other of your caller that called and trying to
rubbish the information that the young man came up with. I'm angry with that caller.
Oh, why?
Do you think that all Nigerians are dishonest people? You should go and sit down. Joyce,
don't
please, one observation, please.
Hello? Okay, yeah.
Please, you people should not shut the door with Comrade Kate Cook from Osman, please. You enjoy his call.
What do you mean, shut the door? What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, all this while now, they have not allowed that guy to speak on
some
of
the Nigerian
Info show.
I don't know that. That's not true.
I observe virtually everything that happened in Nigerian Info.
No, so I don't know that to be true. So it's news to me that you say shut the door. We can't even control.
He called the other day, they end the call. And he called again and then end the call. I'm not quite happy with that.
Well, I don't know that to be true. But, well, thank you very much for
good afternoon. Bless your heart, guys.
Nigeria Info. Let's do one more. Hi. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Hey.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. My eardrums want to have a Merry Christmas. Hi.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Ouch. Yes, I can. I really can hear you.
Okay, my name is Nelson.
Welcome, Nelson.
I'm calling from Aljota here.
Okay.
I actually got such loan from the federal government.
Well, you know, I've been wondering where these monies have entered. No, you guys have collected money. Okay, when?
The processing fee of
$25,000. Oh. Okay.
And I'm going to pay back in 3 years' time. I've got a year grace.
Oh, okay.
It does work. It is there. It's just that someone has to guide you.
Ah.
Government actually made that money available, but someone has to guide you. They don't just give it out to anybody.
I'm somebody. So if you're going to guide me...
And that loan is actually tied to your BVN.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you don't have that on account, if you don't have money in the account, you open it with. As long as there is
you have a BVN.
Money in any of your account that has the same BVN, after the year moratorium, you'll start paying back that money.
Well, that's a good one.
I'll
thank
be paying
you.
Paying back after a year. Yeah. I actually got it about 3 months ago.
Okay.
I'll be paying back from 2023.
So it's $500,000. You're paying that in 2 years. You pay that in 2 years.
Yeah, I'll be paying $20,000 per month.
Well, not so stressful.
The interest rate is quite high because I got $500. I'll be paying back
$720. Oh, no. Whoa, dude, man.
Yes. I actually got $500.
Okay.
At the end of it, I'll be paying $720. By the time I will pay $20,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
but at the 6 months,
yeah,
$720,000.
And you're comfortable with that? Your voice sounds like
it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm using it. But before then, I believe it's going to give me
all right
something positive. Well, I'll be able to pay it. It's just $20,000 a month.
All right. I mean,
so such money does exist.
All right.
That.
Look, I'm glad that you called
it. Those that actually made it possible for me got collected $50,000.
Yeah.
I gave them $50,000,
okay,
for them to at least make it possible for me to get it.
Well, thank you very much for all that information. Now we know.
Okay, George.
Thank you. Corruption, the corruption in this country is like top to bottom. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm thoroughly grateful to everyone who called in. Even me, the broadcaster, when I read out these figures, I'd be like, where are the people who get this? Where are the people who get the money? Like, where are you guys? But today I've met a few of you, and it's interesting that all of you want to pay back. I think some of you really out of good conscience. Others, yeah, now you have a BVN, so they know where to find you, which is a good thing. Hi. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
The volume of your radio set.
Thank you. My name is Odubo.
Okay.
All right. In fact, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, first-time caller.
Thank you. And I've been following what your program thinks.
Okay.
And I'm quite impressed with what Nigerians are saying.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is this. I, too, have been trying to assess a loan from the CBN for over 3 years now. I'm a fish farmer, or I was a fish farmer. I would like to assess until that farm collapsed.
Wow.
Every effort failed. In the process, my wife too has a small school. We need money to develop it, to make it better, to make it more functional. We've been trying all this while. Now, I'm a bit disappointed that people who did not ask for loans,
yeah,
are getting loans.
Yeah.
You know, funny Nigeria, where we're going to.
This is your country.
It's killing. In fact, on one side, I was impressed with those who said they got the loan and they want to pay back and things like that.
Yeah.
It shows that there is still hope for Nigeria.
Oh, there is.
But on the other side, again, I am very, very depressed as it is now, this afternoon, that all my own efforts had not yielded any fruit.
And then Nigeria Info now showed you someone who did. Yeah, I understand that. So but maybe you should try other platforms besides the CBN. Maybe you should try other agricultural schemes.
I got information about that NASA.
Okay.
At Ikeja.
Uh-huh.
I think I will go there before this week runs out or next week.
Oh, well, great.
I think.
Okay,
yeah.
And good luck.
Thank
okay?
you very much, Joy.
Sure, my pleasure.
You are doing a stupendous job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. May God bless you.
And God bless you, too.
Thank you once again. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm really sorry if any of the conversations you've heard has broken your heart. I think what can happen is that you try other means. So Google is your friend. You can Google up government grants and see what pops up. And I can imagine what it is for you to want, is, you know, some investment for your business, and you apply and don't get it. And then you hear someone, and then there are people who are on their beds picking their noses, and they get money that they don't need. Hey, Nigeria Info. You know, it can really be heartbreaking, but have some faith. Try again. Hi. Welcome. Can you hear me? Nigeria Info? Yeah. So I'm really trying to speak to as many people as is possible. Hey, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ahmed from Agbara.
Okay. Wow.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon to you. Call us from every corner of Nigeria. Good to have you here.
Yeah. Yes, it's nice. Thank you for this program.
My pleasure.
Actually, I did not announce any loan.
Okay.
But I just want to contribute to your program.
Okay, real quick. Go ahead.
See, in Nigeria, we politicize so many things.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm listening.
There's nothing wrong in government giving loans to people. But because they want to use this as an avenue to campaign or just to tell the populace that, okay, we've done something for Nigeria. Because I don't see a reason why government should give a loan to people without proper monitoring.
Wow, that part.
That's why I agree with the guy that said that they're just filtering this money away.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me which bank in Nigeria will give loan to people who are not have details on how to get the money back. And to the extent of you even giving people that does not even want this loan. But what I can understand from your program is that these loans are of several types.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Well, majority of them may be grants.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that are next them may not even know it is a grant.
Yeah.
But because of the corruption and the racketing,
mm-hmm.
you understand, a lot of people want to take advantage of others.
So, like the lady who said she didn't know, she said she later started getting messages. So I think at some point you're going to know, because they're going to come after you, at least with an SMS to say, hey, you owe us money.
But what I'm saying is that somebody that does not need a loan automatically just
gets
get a
money.
Loan.
Well, that
how do you
part.
Think that kind of person will pay back?
Well,
this is the monitoring I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're not disputing.
And the country is in distress now. There's no money, according to them.
Well, yeah.
And at the end of the day, we're just throwing it out to people that does not even need this loan initially.
Aren't you grateful to
but
Nigeria?
But in future now, they will tell us, okay, we spent this whole thing by giving out loans to Nigeria.
All right.
Without you even having record.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you.
And again, I want to use this opportunity to thank those that are ready to pay back.
Yeah.
This country is going to be better.
It will.
And we all will do it, right.
Thank you very much for calling. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's 3 minutes past 2 p.m. Compliments of the season to you if you're driving, listening to radio. Ciao. And yes, and I really wish your Christmas is merry and you don't eat too much, but you eat probably the most delicious delicacies. And I really think it's Christmas. Try celebrate. Anyhow, somehow, just something delicate, decadent. Yeah, excite your palates a little bit. Let your hearts be merry. And I wish that even after the season, you still feel as good. Yeah. All right. We're now on to something else this afternoon. And I think it's a beautiful day to continue on the conversation around schemes. Now, there's another government scheme. It's going to begin 2022. And I think you should hear it because I think it was 2 weeks ago we spoke about how we could regulate the cost of rent in Lagos, and if there is, say, an overarching body that could regulate so the landlords are not overpricing and, you know, tenants don't get defrauded and agents don't milk you dry. Well, the Lagos State government has come up with something, and I thought, well, maybe they listened to the sunny side, and if they did, well, I'm glad that somehow we're influencing this particular government to the degree to which those who reside in Lagos have something that they can say in favor of what the government is doing to make lives better for those who live in the city. Now, I don't know whether you are aware, but it would appear, at least according to the Lagos figures, that 88% of tenants would rather pay rent monthly. And I thought, wait, when we spoke about this thing on radio 2 weeks ago, you didn't quite sound really excited about that. I mean, we spoke about how to regulate it. Maybe that was because that wasn't specifically the conversation. So this afternoon, I'm going to find out what you think about it. Lagos authorities have explained that it's committed 5 billion Nigerian naira into the monthly house rent scheme to ease the burden of yearly payment on residents. The state government said the initiative is part of the resilience policy of the current administration, which was agreed after a rental survey that found out that 88% of tenants would rather pay their rents monthly. And you think about it, first of all, I've thought about it, and I want to know whether you are satisfied with the concept, paying your rent monthly. Now, landlords, of course, you would think landlords would agree to you paying rent monthly. No. And the government took that into consideration. Let me share with you pretty much what the report holds. They say, and I quote, this is, we had to pursue this by working with different relevant stakeholders, and we now have a model that will work and enable Lagosians pay their rent monthly. Landlords have nothing to lose because they will continue to receive their rent yearly and their default risk is zero. So if you're a landlord, now you can smile. Yeah. So I guess the scheme is patterned in a manner that if you are accepted into the scheme, if you receive that particular, if you get accepted, of course, what happens is that the government, I think, probably would pay the landlord upfront. But you, who's paying monthly, you think, how does that apply? Well, let me share with you. This is only going to, at least the initial stage of this particular scheme, would only cover those in the formal sector, because they need to establish that you have a monthly income before you qualify for that scheme. And according to what this sounds like, well, if you have a monthly income, they can, of course, find you where you are, and they have necessary penalties if you default. But at least if you're willing to be straight and an upright Nigerian, if you have a monthly income, the government has a scheme that launches January to help you, to help ease the burden of you paying your rents monthly. They even think that you could even use the supposed yearly rent, invest in something else, make some money, and pay monthly, but the government has a scheme that pays the landlord upfront. 88% of you. Well, look, it's Nigeria Info. Let's talk. I didn't know you were all interested in monthly payments. So 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I'm thinking it's a yes if you call me now. If I say, well, are you happy with the monthly payments? You'd say yes. But for those in the informal sector, well, it's not going to apply to you just yet. And, you know, while I was reading through that particular news release, I thought the government exercised huge confidence in the possibility of this scheme. Well, Lagos is a really dense city, and there is, I think I am optimistic about the optimism of the state government. I think it's going to work, but I want to know what Nigerians think about it. On Nigeria Info, welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Happy to have you here.
Yeah, Ezekiel on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
Joyce, let me ask you a question.
Wow.
And I don't demand an answer from you.
So it's rhetorical. All right.
Okay, very good. Now, what house or structures has the Lagos State government built for people to pay a month for?
They're working on there.
Two, I cannot imagine myself, you understand?
Yeah.
To be controlled by an institution who has never made any input or impact in my life on how I should collect my money from my tenants. Now, do you know what is going to happen, Joy?
Mm.
Even before this, something, I think it was not during the time of Ambodi or thereabouts. You know, there was this issue of tenement stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what landlord said? Landlord had to tell them that if you need my own household, it is what I say that will stand.
Oh.
Go and meet government to give you house.
No, you must have missed the information I shared. The landlords will be paid yearly.
By who?
The government. And that's my guess. The okay. scheme. Now, there's a government scheme.
Because you are a spokesperson for them in this regard.
Wait. Hold on. Spokesperson for who?
At least you are speaking for them now.
Speaking for who? I'm not speaking for anybody. I'm reporting a story.
Yes, as you are reporting.
I'm not speaking for anybody.
Database? Joyce, let's not deceive ourselves. What database does the state government have? You know, I'm talking the landlords in Lagos State, even in the
they
in,
say
in
they
have the whole.
Yeah. All right.
Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Well, you know what? I'm lending you my ears.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, every of what you are saying, we no hold any water.
Is it possible you're being a pessimist because the government?
I'm not a pessimist, George.
Okay.
What I'm saying is this: if you want to do something, you have to start it first.
Well, they're going to start in January. I gave you a date for a startup.
What are they starting?
A housing scheme for the formal a housing scheme for the formal sector. I really think you're
scheme.
Yeah, for the formal sector.
The houses they built before.
Ew.
Is some of them not 7 million, 10 million, 50 million?
Wait,
Joyce, don't be talking as if you are living in the moon.
You know, you sound ridiculous when you say that. I'm reporting a story.
I'm not disputing that, Joyce.
Yeah, but you say I'm sounding like I'm living in the moon. I'm only reporting a story. You are either going
to
seize the opportunity, or you're just going to go ahead. I mean, I don't know if you're a landlord or you're a tenant, but you.
I am.
What are you, a landlord?
Yeah.
The landlord, the government will pay you if you're in their scheme. They'll pay you yearly. Is the tenant who gets the easing to pay monthly.
Joyce, tell me one thing they have ever said and they succeeded.
Okay, you know what? I can't answer that question, you know? So let's wait January. Let's see how this plays out, all right?
It's not going to be anything.
All right.
That's a trash.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Precious.
All right.
Another directional tactic to take our mind off the real issue.
Okay. What do you mean? What's the real issue now? Because you have you have a litany of issues.
Joyce, we have a lot of issues at hand in this country. They're not telling us. You see, in this Lagos state now, Joyce, there's a lot of insecurity in this state, too. Nobody's talking about it. The government is not talking about this security all over the place. They're telling us they want to be paying monthly salary. They have to build for me, or do you build by yourself?
No,
then
hold
go
on.
Ahead and build your own. And rent
No. Why do I feel you don't understand what I have just shared with you?
Oh, Joyce.
Are you a landlord?
Joyce, I'm not a landlord.
Second,
I don't want anybody.
Music.
If I become a landlord tomorrow, I don't want anybody to pay me. Government should not pay me.
Why?
Just allow me to control what I build with my hard earned money.
Yeah, but you are going to determine your what's it called? How much you want to charge. They're not regulating what you're charging.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's a case of, well, this is what you want for your property, but I think there probably would be a government evaluation of the property and an agreement between the landlord, tenant, and the particular scheme. Then the government will pay you, but the tenant has the option to pay monthly.
Joyce, this singular step is going to be hard on the people. The people better speak up now.
You know what?
Because if they should ask the landlord to collect money monthly...
No, the landlord will be paid one... You know, I think we should just play music after all this Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, Joyce.
Yeah, yeah.
Joyce.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to work out. It's not going to work.
Why?
It's not going to work.
You'll be paid yearly as a landlord. Okay,
Joyce,
all right. It's not going
not
to work. You're right.
I mean,
if you say it's not going to work, you're right. I should just play music at this point. Like, really. Nigeria Info.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you a landlord?
I'm not a landlord. I'm a tenant.
Okay. All right.
I'm following you up for what the conversation.
Okay.
I have some questions. One is this. Mm-hmm. If government is the one that is going to pay the landlord yearly, why the tenant will be paying monthly?
Uh-huh.
What of the rate of the house?
Yeah, I think...
In some areas, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
In some areas, like where I'm living, Bagada area, now, right now, presently,
mm-hmm.
a room and parlor self-contained goes for 600, 650, 700. Mm-hmm. Agent collect 100, and agreement 100. How is the government going to do all this?
In fact, I think maybe what you want, now I don't have this information because I couldn't quite get more detail around this, but I think you are eliminating the agent in all of this. I want to believe that because they said that on the platform you would be able to even search for housing or houses. So I think so, but we have to wait until the scheme kicks
what
off.
What of those? Some people that don't have access to go to the platform or go to this in order to connect government
for them
to do such a thing. What are those people? What are they going to do?
Okay, so I can't quite answer that question just yet, but see what's
going
to happen.
Because there's a lot of things going on in this Lagos state here. Some places. If you can, you may pay for 1 year, they may demand for 1 year from the tenant. You suffer than they pay for the 1 year, pay agent and agreement fee. Before that 1 year is exhausted, they will sell the house to another person. And the tenant will be a victim of looking for another house again.
Well, okay, well, now that's a concern. But I guess under
this one will still affect. I don't know how the government is going to do all this.
Yeah, but if this is coming from the government, you're not going to have to suffer that kind of situation. I hope you don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are waiting.
Yeah, January. Look,
I still believe that there is still a lot of things government have to intervene. You know.
Oh yeah, and the more we talk about it, the more we talk about it, the more they're going to hear and then you know, tighten their loose ends.
Well,
have some.
I have experienced many things. Before you pack in, you pay NEPA. In which you didn't consume.
No, that should not
damages.
Be
the money you use to pay all this, we even
you
will take it to rent another house. So please, government, to see to that, please.
Thank you very much. Good God. Look, so let me be the optimist on your behalf. Let's assume that in this utopia Nigeria, this housing scheme will work. Honey, you need it. I need it too, you know? Maybe the convenience of it, if for nothing. All right. So the special advisor to the governor on housing, Mrs. Toke Benson Awoyinka, said the scheme will benefit landlords as they have their rent guaranteed and assurance of payment upfront, while tenants will also no longer have that burden of yearly payment of a huge amount of money. All right. Now, I honestly understand the strain, stress it takes for you to get an apartment, but it's worth believing. If just hold the thin thread of hope that the government would help, you know, eliminate some of those hindrances, or we'll say the things in your way, the stimides, the obstacles in your way, that the government coming in kind of shortens the process and it's a lot easier and maybe more straightforward and, God help you, cheaper. The phone lines are ringing. Lagos is like, Joyce, what is this scheme? Have some faith. Hi. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. My name is Victor.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to show the line of the first caller. If you look at the whole scenario, you begin to ask questions. Which mechanism will government use in order to give the data of those houses and their location?
They say they have data.
Hmm?
They say that they have data, according to them.
What data do they have based on the locations where most of the houses are situated?
I have some
then
faith.
How would they do the payment? Then people will begin to go about paying. How are the tenants going to pay? How are they going to pay to the government?
So they're working with the formal sector where they can determine how much you make monthly, which is more straightforward to the question. It's a straightforward answer to the question.
Hello, Joyce.
I'm with you.
The truth is, the only law which really has worked for citizens in Lagos based on housing laws.
Mm.
The one that was promulgated during the time of Pachola, the one that really made it
impossible for landlords to arbitrarily
increase
tenants without any recourse. That is the only law that I have seen that is very feasible. Because then it was like when the landlord looks at the face of a tenant and decide that this man will walk out of my house, he will just come up with any issue and begin to make moves in order to make sure he evicts the tenant.
Yeah.
But after that law, it also had its effect, because when the part of the law stipulated that a tenant should only pay for 1 year, you see the landlords, they increase their rent. It became so expensive because the expensive nature of what we are paying today on rent came in effect after that law.
Okay.
But this one now, you see landlords looking at it from the angle that I've been taking like 200,000 naira per annum. If I will be collecting like 10,000 or 20,000, that means what I will take to the bank will reduce. You will see landlords now coming up with a manipulative way of increasing their rent, thereby making the vulnerable tenants victims of the uncalculated government.
Yeah, that's a worthy concern. So we have to wait for this scheme, then we can properly interrogate the structure of the scheme and see where the problems are. So that's actually a very solid concern.
All right, we are watching.
January.
We are waiting.
By God's grace, we'll see it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nigeria Info. Another scheme, the government at your service. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Yeah. Good afternoon, see.
Yeah. Okay, please. Joy calling back.
Okay, Joy. Yeah.
Speaker ground.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask, rhetoric anyways, is it wrong if the government build houses for Nigerians? Or let me just say...
low-cost housing,
Low-cost
housing. I can't believe that we don't have that thing ongoing,
ma'am. In fact, we never have to have issues with landlords anymore. Do you understand?
At least it would be reduced, you know, and then people can... You can thoroughly... You can reduce the density within the city. If you create housing around the outskirts of the city, you can reduce the crowd.
Just go to the government to low-cost housing and, you know, rent. Instead of government saying they're coming up with this policy that, you know, is dead on arrival.
No. Have some faith. I mean, we haven't started to implement the scheme. You can't quite say dead on a rock. Have some faith.
Do you know the one that's going to be long-lasting?
Which one?
When government builds a low-cost houses for its citizens, if they are sincere and really wants to help Nigerians, they should build, not the houses they build. And when you go there to rent, they say it's 5 million.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
They say it's 10 million. Is that one low-cost houses? The one, like the one you have at Iluberi. How many persons can afford such houses? The one we have at Igondo. How many persons can afford such houses? Now, if governments are really so sad with this policy they want to come up with, please, they should just stop this particular one. This is a private business. You cannot tell me how to, what I should do with my private business.
Nobody's telling you what to do.
Policies.
They didn't. No, they're not imposing monthly rent collection on landlords. No, they're paying the landlord. I've read this thing like
they
four
are paying
times.
Paying the landlord.
But
do you know that landlord will also calculate the money, divide it by 4, by 12, and then increase the rent also?
Wow.
Would government say they want to help us subsidize the rent?
But
actually, we are going to pay monthly. Would they subsidize it? Because I know that landlords, they feed, they eat on this rent. That's what they feed on.
Yeah, but the government will pay them up front. The government will pay the landlord up front.
I understand what you just said. Pay them up front. But landlords will still increase the rent now. If they increase the rent, you still pay them up front. Then the
tenant starts to pay. But you can change houses at that point. Or maybe we go to the government house and demand, you know, low-cost housing. I don't know.
They should give us low-cost housing.
All right, okay.
That's
okay.
How this is done in every... Wow.
All right, Joy. I get it.
Thank you.
I should really have the governor on this seat sometimes host the show, man, because he needs to hear this thing. Hey, welcome. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, not Sonolu. Like, really, let me put that out there. Welcome.
Okay, I will not call you Joy. I will call you Chima. How are you
today? I'm good, man. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, you're having a great show.
I am.
I'm listening to all the contribution.
Yeah.
And I think that scheme will be a wonderful scheme. Yeah.
You think it might work? Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
It will be a wonderful scheme.
All right.
Yeah, I'm an evening driver. I've been trying to get accommodation, and
I've been trying to save up to 600,000, 700,000 to go and get a place.
Look at that.
Yeah, and the money is not coming up.
Oh, look at that.
I got a place I'm staying now.
Yeah.
So the person is charging me monthly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much are you paying per month?
I think he made it 1.5 daily. So every month is for 5,000.
Okay.
So I don't pay NEPA, I don't pay security. So
you just pay her 45K and you lay your head and sleep.
No,
the scheme looks like it's working.
If I don't have the money, but I can just send her 10K. I'll be like, what is 10K?
Okay.
Yeah, so within 1 month, I don't know how I will not be able to...
Pay up her, your rent.
Yeah, that's what 5,000.
So you like this idea of monthly payment then?
Yeah, it should be the best thing. Yeah.
All right.
Happening in Lagos for me, yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. One Nigerian with just a little faith. I appreciate that. Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Yes. Good afternoon. Tell me you have
good
some
good afternoon.
Faith.
I'm calling you from Ibu Eleri.
All right, my brother.
I'm a landlord. Let me put it that way.
I am.
The area I'm looking at is, how will the government collect the money from the tenants? Because some tenants live up to 2 years and they don't pay.
Yeah, so according to the report, they're starting not with everyone, but with the formal sector. Those who have a solid... track record of a monthly income.
That's very minute. I mean, that's civil servants, maybe.
Yeah.
The bulk of the people are traders.
Very
and,
true, yeah.
That's, so, how that's what it will just. It's just like something they're going to do for civil servants, maybe. And how many, is it 0.3% or how many percent?
Well, they say this is for Lagosians. So it's not only civil servants that are like monthly earners. I'm a monthly earner, for example. You see that.
Mm.
So I think this is a test run. They want to start with formal sector. Then after that, expand a scheme to accommodate the informal sector. And
I wish them good luck. But there are a lot of tenants that do not want to pay. Or maybe they are unable to pay.
Even the formal sector people. But don't you think then it would work if the tenant is paying per month? So any month that the tenant doesn't pay, he can... Yeah.
Yeah. Even for monthly, they can't pay.
Yeah. No, but we're working with the formal sector. So we're assuming that the government would be able to deduct the money from income.
I wish they can do it all around so that
they're paying you up front. They're going to pay you up front, so you don't have to worry about your money.
I will be glad, but these ones don't pay. Even monthly, they can't pay.
No, you won't have to worry about them. No, but you won't have to worry about the guy paying monthly because that's them and the government.
I understand. I'm only looking at majority of the people around here are all of the informal sector kind of.
It won't apply to you yet. Maybe by December next year.
Unfortunately, so.
Thank you very much for calling.
Right then, Joyce. Bye.
Look, I think Nigerians have seen Shege. When you bring a topic to Nigeria Info, they poke out all the angles to look for trouble or problems. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.